New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com. We want to hear from you, so call in right now. The phone lines are open, 929-477-2386.
What's going on, Pats Nation? This is the CLNS Media New England Patriots post-game show. And it's good to be back in the offseason talking Patriots. The Patriots draft just happened a week ago, I believe. And, you know, this is Marvin Azan. You also got my co-host with me, Mr. Mike Nice.
Just like you said, Marv, it's good to be back here talking Patriots. The draft taking place not too long ago. You know, we can jump right into some good conversation, talk about the new additions to the Patriots team, and just how this team's looking as the offseason rolls along. You know, I think from the beginning, a lot of people have been excited about the moves that the Patriots have been making through free agency and everything else. And then with the draft, you know, I haven't been hearing too many, you know, bad feelings about the draft picks that the Patriots made. I think a lot of people are satisfied and happy with what they did. I'm definitely happy at who I'm seeing the Patriots got. And, yeah, it's going to be good to talk about all that and break it down here.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots had their draft, and they only drafted four players, just, you know, four players that we're going to get into. Not many drafts. You know, they traded away a lot of picks throughout offseason to move up or move down and whatnot. So, you know, in round three, their first pick, number 83, they got a linebacker in Derek Rivers. In the third round, play number 85, they got Antonio Garcia, offensive tackle from Troy. Then in the fourth round, they got a defensive end from Arkansas, Dietrich Wise. And in the sixth round, their final pick was Connor McDermott, another offensive tackle from UCLA. And we also got our guy, Olanji, running the switchboard. Olanji, anything in this draft stick out for you in those four picks?
Well, I think just the fact that there were only four picks, right? I mean, I think it's pretty impressive that a team like the Patriots can have an offseason like this where they only make four draft picks. They sign 19 undrafted free agents, and everyone's really excited about what they did, because not only did they make those four draft picks and 19 undrafted free agent signings, but they also made three pretty hefty trades. Two, I think, we would all say are very big trades, and a third for Dwayne Allen that could potentially be pretty big as a second tight end. But, you know, going out, trading a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks, second-round pick for Coney Ealy, a third-round pick for in the deal for Dwayne Allen, a fifth-round pick for Mike Gillisley. These are big moves that the team made. And, you know, it's funny, if you go through and look at their draft, I mean, they had probably one of the most impressive drafts in history. If Brandon Cooks and Coney Ealy and Dwayne Allen and Mike Gillisley were all actual draft picks eligible in this draft, people would be saying the Patriots got an A++++ for this draft. You know what I mean? So I think it's just a really impressive overall, just the way that they didn't need to use the draft to rebuild their team. You know, I think the NBA is the only other league where it's more important, the draft. But I mean, the NFL, teams need the draft to rebuild their team, because that's just the way it is. I mean, veteran players fall off the cliff really quickly. It's a young man's game, football. So, you know, really the draft is the way that you rebuild your team. And the Patriots basically just said that, looked at it and said, really don't need to do that. I mean, they went out and signed guys who were all under 30 in Cooks and Gillisley. Cooks is only 23. But, I mean, Cooks, Gillisley, Dwayne Allen, Coney Ealy, all these guys are under 30 in the primes of their careers, and you're just giving up draft picks for them. It's really just an impressive offseason so far.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing it all offseason. It's like the Patriots are playing chess and everyone else is playing checkers. They pretty much punted on this draft, saying it's not that big of a deal. But with the picks that we got, you know, I really like some of the guys that we got in this draft. You know, last time we were here a month ago, we were speaking on who we should get. We all agreed that, you know, number one priority is to get a pass rusher. And with our first pick, you know, in round three, we got Derek Rivers from Youngstown State. And I like this kid from what I've seen so far. You know, some people are saying that he could easily be a late first or in the second round. We got him in the third, so that's already great value. He'll be under Trey Flowers and Rob Ninkovich in the edge. You sign in a Coney Ealy, so he can round that out in the, you know, a four-man set right there that Belichick likes to run. He's really good at getting the quarterback. He has set his school record with 41 sacks. So this is a guy who gets at the quarterback a lot, someone that we need. You know, Patriots have struggled in the past couple of years at rushing the quarterback. So Trey Flowers, Rob Ninkovich, Coney Ealy, and Rivers, I like seeing that so far with our first pick. What about you, Mike?
Honestly, you said everything that, you know, that I feel. I feel the same way, you know. One thing that we always talk about when it comes to the Patriots is the fact that we are a team that really made an effort in having guys that can get at the quarterback. And, I mean, you know, have some guys here and there and be pretty successful at it. Here's a guy that the Patriots, you know, took, you know, with their first pick that they had. And they went after a guy who, you know, seems to really want to be a great pass rusher. And, I mean, just looking at the stats from his senior year, you know, he finished with 58 tackles, 19.5 tackles for loss, and 14 sacks, which ranks second in the nation. That stat right there alone pops out to me. Obviously, the college game and NFL are a little bit different. But if you have a guy who's taking it upon himself to be someone who gets at the quarterback, wants to put the quarterback into the ground, that is something that the Patriots have needed for a long time now. And hopefully, you know, over time, you know, I always get on Matt Patricia's how much I hate the guy, but at the same time, the Patriots' defense has been pretty successful over the last couple of seasons. And if they can have this young guy come into this team, this system, and perform and take what he did on the college level and make it and turn into something even greater in the NFL, this guy could have a good career ahead of him. And I'm just hoping that the best comes out of, you know, Derek Rivers as a New England Patriot.
Also in the third round, you know, two picks later, the Patriots trade away their fourth rounder and their late third round pick, number 96, to move up to number 85 to get this offensive tackle, a developed left tackle in Antonio Garcia. I like his size, man. He's 6'6", he's athletic, and they say he plays with a mean, nasty, mean streak. You know, left tackle is a position, probably one of the most important positions in the offensive line with Nate Solder, but we're not really too sure about Nate Solder's future. He's on the final year of his contract. He's had many, many injuries. So this is something that, you know, is a really good sign, getting someone that big, physical and athletic on the left side to protect Brady is important. And I'm glad that they got Antonio Garcia. We'll see what he can do, especially with Dante Scarnecchia is still here for another year.
Yeah. And a lot of respect is due for Dante Scarnecchia. Obviously, the year he went out, we saw how the Patriots' offensive line performed. Then he comes back into the mix and, you know, much better protection for Tom Brady. And this is one thing I've been saying, whether it be through the draft or free agency, as long as – honestly, every team wants to protect their quarterback so he can have all the time in the pocket to work and whatnot. But the Patriots are a lucky team in that they have the greatest of all time. And – even though he's the greatest all time, he's still an aging quarterback. You know, he's never been too mobile, but especially as he gets older, you know, he's going to be in the pocket trying to do more damage there. So one thing I've been saying for the longest time, do whatever you can, whether it be draft, free agency, whatever type of way, get guys who can protect Brady. Now, will Antonio Garcia jump into the mix right away and be a full-time starter or something like that? You know, probably not. You never know. One thing the Patriots do a lot of times, they like to mix up who's in that offensive line week in and week out, you know, especially depending on injuries or whatnot. But one thing about this guy right here, especially with his size that you talked about, Marv, you know, I think he played a little bit of basketball growing up. And with that, he has a lot of athleticism and his feet are very quick. And if you're on the offensive line and you're dealing with those fast, you know, very athletic, you know, pass rushers coming in from the defense, if you have a guy like that on offensive line who has that quick feet, quick movement, athleticism to stop guys maybe, you know, with the various, you know, great pass rushers out there, this is somebody who you can use. And I think the Patriots made a great pick here. Again, offensive tackle one and two. The fact that he has a lot of athleticism on his side really plays a good part in his role.
I mean, the Patriots moved up to get him. So anytime the Patriots move up to get a player, that means they had their eye on him for a very long time. So we'll see what comes out of that. But there's so much more we got to talk about during this draft and this offseason, and we'll get right into it after a word from our sponsors.
The workers who have succeeded in this new economy are those who know how to decide for themselves how to spend their time and allocate their energy. They understand how to set goals, prioritize tasks, and make choices about which projects to pursue. People who know how to self-motivate, according to studies, earn more money than their peers, report higher levels of happiness, and say they are more satisfied with their families, jobs, and lives.
The preceding excerpt is from Charles Duhigg's The Power of Habit audiobook, published by Random House Audio. Audible is the leading source of audiobooks online, and to get access to audiobooks such as this, along with a free 30-day trial, log on to audiblepodcast.com/try now.
Thanks to everyone who downloaded the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the free CLNS Radio mobile app. Another game is in the books for the four-time Super Bowl champions. Before you know it, another week of football will be upon us, and we here at the Patriots Beat Podcast will have you covered. We'll provide the most in-depth breakdown of the most recent Patriots game, reaction to all the transpirings throughout the week, all while looking ahead by providing a featured interview as we go behind enemy lines to the Pats' next opponent. It's all on the Patriots Beat Podcast, powered by CLNS Radio. Released every Friday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on clnsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and of course, the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app.
This is the CLNS Media Patriots Post Game Show, and we are now about to enter our segment with Tyler Trudeau, the CLNS Media correspondent, youtube.com/CLNS Media. Tyler, great to have you, man.
It's good to be back, guys. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
I know. Wow.
Been a long time, but good to have you.
So, Tyler,
great to be back.
Four picks in this draft. What stood out to you in this NFL draft?
Well, the Patriots, they didn't really make any big splashes. I know that the pieces that they got are definitely good things to have, but really the big storylines in this draft was really the Browns looking like that they might actually have some semblance of a team for the first time in their entire recent history, and the Bears making one of the strangest picks, or just move ups for a picks ever, I think, in NFL history. But in the sense of the Patriots, the more interesting thing that they did was the signing of 19 undrafted free agents after it. I mean, I know they only had four picks, but it was just a surprise. Like, oh, they drafted four people. Oh, and also signed additional 19 people after that. So the Patriots are still making moves. Belichick's doing what he always does. They're playing checkers. We're playing chess. Everything is normal as normal can be during the offseason.
Out of those four picks that the Patriots made, obviously, you know, two guys on the offensive side of the ball and two guys on the defensive side of the ball, do any of those four really stand out to you? I mean, obviously, you don't know who might have a huge impact on the upcoming season, but do any of these draft picks really stand out to you?
I think Derek Rivers is going to be someone who – it's just going to be exciting to see how he progresses over his rookie season. Maybe not starting off with one of the biggest roles on the team, but hopefully by the end of the year, he could be a very big piece of the Patriots defense. They definitely need a pass rusher after losing Chris Long, who is just such a big piece in this Super Bowl winning season, that he's going to have a big shoes to fill, but I'm confident that he'll be able to step up. Rivers seems like he's going to be a really talented player, and just to not go with the obvious pick of choosing the first player that the Patriots drafted, Antonio Garcia is another interesting pick just because of what his role may be this season. Nate Fuller's obviously the starter in that position, but with his contract coming up in a year, we may not see much of Garcia on the field, but we might see him slowly get integrated more into the system and maybe not be a big name this year, but definitely a name to look out for in the following years.
Looking at all the offseason moves that the Patriots have done so far, is there any team need that's still glaring in your eyes that the Patriots should still work on or need to add to strengthen this team?
I would still like to see, I mean, I guess you really don't need that backup quarterback now that we're going to keep Malcolm Butler, which I think is the right move. But I just don't know what to believe in the media with them saying, oh, we're not going to trade him, but we're still looking at things. The whole Malcolm Butler situation is concerning, that I am not 100% confident that he is going to be here by the end of the season, which I hope I am wrong about, because after all the trash I threw at him this past season of talking about how he's not an elite corner, this guy is an elite corner, and he is, I believe, better than Gilmore, and I feel like he's going to be playing with a bigger chip on his shoulder just because we paid a lesser cornerback the money that he deserved to get next offseason. But I don't know what the Patriots are going to do. It wouldn't surprise me if they moved him. And that being the case, I would like to see definitely not a Richard Sherman-level type of a cornerback, but at least someone that isn't a significant drop-off that Eric Rowe would be, even though he also had a good season last year in the time he got playing time. But I'd like to see another cornerback just because of my paranoia that the Patriots are going to get rid of Butler.
What are your thoughts on the Mike Lisley signing that the Patriots made? You know, obviously, there was a wild back and forth on whether the Patriots would get LeGarrette Blount back, but, I mean, obviously, they went a different route in signing this guy from the Buffalo Bills, who I want to say had a pretty solid season for the Bills, especially filling in for LeSean McCoy whenever he was out the game or dealing with the injury or whatnot. I think he averaged 5.7 yards per carry, which is, I think, maybe tops in the NFL last season. Just what are your thoughts on his signing and the role he's going to have with the team next season?
I think that it is just a really smart move on the Patriots to give Brady multiple options. Obviously, the receiving core and the offensive weapons that Brady now has are probably some of the best that he's had in his career. And now it seems like that the Patriots are starting to develop a better back field for Brady to be able to hand the ball off more. So kind of like you made earlier, they're making things easier for Brady as he gets older, and that is only going to help. He did have a really great season last year, and yeah, he was filling in for LeSean McCoy and really just continued to improve throughout the season, especially with the unexpected time that he was given. Obviously, McCoy is supposed to be the starter there, but this is a good signing. A, we are getting a division rivals running back that might have something to prove against his own team, which is great to see. But it is also good that the Patriots now even have more weapons in the backfield. We talked about that three-headed monster of White and Blunt and Lewis last year. They're just adding to that just already terrifying Patriots offense, and running the ball can only help Brady with not getting hit and injured. So any big I don't expect any other big running back signings, and it looks like LeGarrette Blount is not going to be coming back, which is unfortunate because he had a great season. But I am very happy with the new running backs that we have.
You mentioned earlier the 19 undrafted free agents that were signed by the Patriots. A name that's been sticking to everybody is Harvey Longy, and you know, linebacker from BYU. Patriots actually made him the the what is the highest paid linebacker, highest paid undrafted free agent with $115,000 guaranteed money. If you want to speak on him or any other free agents that you think will be able to make this football team, especially Harvey Landry, since the Patriots have had their eye on him for quite some time now.
Well, yeah, just as you just said, the Patriots have had their eyes on Landry for a very long time. I believe Belichick at last year's draft, the 2016 draft, he said he looked like a first-round pick then. And if we're getting that type of player in an undrafted scenario, that is obviously great. Obviously, that probably trying to hype him up more than he is for justifying making him the highest unpaid undrafted free agent ever. But I think that he is definitely going to be a big contributor this season. Obviously, the linebacker situation is a little shaky with the Patriots. Hightower is coming back, which is great. He spent a lot of weeks on the sidelines because of injury and didn't necessarily have the biggest impact in the regular season because he was injured a lot. And then you have McClellan and Dorsett, also on the linebacker.
Landon Roberts.
Yeah, that's what I'm losing my mind. Excuse me. those two played well in the roles that they were given and not really were expected to do much. But with the linebacker situation kind of up in the air, it's good to have an undrafted free agent that is carrying a bit of hype with him. I'm actually watching some of his clips on my laptop as we speak. This guy can move. This guy looks fierce. I am excited to see what the coaching staff can do with him because he just seems to have a lot of potential, and the Patriots seem to be all about capitalizing on young players' potential. And I guess if I had a look at any other off-season signings, I would say the Hollister twins. I think that's just cool that they just signed twins. One's a wide receiver, one's a tight end. Who knows if they'll even be relevant by the time, especially with how deep the Patriots' offensive attack is. But I still think that's just cool. Like, who doesn't want twin brothers on a team? You have telekinetic powers or something. I don't know. But it's still pretty great to see just the Patriots having all this faith in the undrafted. Okay, we didn't go into the draft with a lot of picks. We only came out with four. We were expected to maybe do something in the first round. That didn't happen. But what they're doing is doing what the Patriots do best, and that's completely messing around with the other part of the league, because everyone thinks they're going to do one thing and they're just going to do the complete opposite. I doubt anyone expected 19 undrafted free agent signings on Friday.
Speaking of twins, all the signings they did with the undrafted free agents, there are a lot of, you know, key free agents in terms of veteran players out there. Just hanging around waiting to see if a team picks him up. A lot of names out there, Colin Kaepernick, Victor Cruz, just to name a few. Do you feel like the Patriots should maybe take a look at any of these guys on free agency to maybe bring them in just for training camp, whatnot? A couple of names that really stood out to me, obviously, Jason McCourty there could be matched up with his twin brother and have that bond there. Darrell Revis is around, you know, will he be willing to maybe change the safety and come back to the Patriots where it worked out so well for him? A couple other veteran guys out there like Elvis Dumervil, Dwight Freeney, just veteran presences. Is there anybody that stands out to you that maybe the Patriots take a look at, even if they don't make the team, even just bring them in for training camp or anything like that?
Well, if we need a new water boy, I definitely think we should bring in Colin Kaepernick. But on a more serious note, I have been all about getting Revis back on the team. I think he was a really good presence on the Super Bowl winning team when he was a part of it. Obviously, he's not the same player, and obviously, if he plays the way he played last year and with all the things that have been going on off the field with him, things are going to have to change. He may not necessarily be the big impact player, but I think if Revis is willing to maybe not get paid big or even play cornerback if he wants to move into that safety position. I think that's a nice thing that the Patriots like to have. They like to have versatility. They like to have people that can do multiple things. Not everyone on the Patriots has the ability to do something else. We've seen even Tom Brady be a wide receiver at times. But I think Revis would be a great addition to the team. I think he's a good veteran presence. Other than that, I'm very content with the Patriots roster that they have right now. Anyone else that they decide to bring in or look at or try out, it wouldn't surprise me if they bring in a veteran quarterback because of just to look at during training camp, but maybe he won't even make team, obviously, with Brissett and Garoppolo and obviously the GOAT Brady, like, still there. I don't think there's any need to bring in a quarterback, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did that. Really, nothing would surprise me what the Patriots would do, but I think Revis is a name if it's the right deal and he's in the right state of mind and in good shape. I think Revis would be a great addition to the team.
I'm glad that you brought up the quarterbacks. And, you know, Brady has come out and he's already publicly said that he sees himself still playing for several more years. Robert Kraft has said it himself that Brady said he's got 4 or 5 years in him. Knowing all this information, knowing Brady loves the game so much, and I'm guessing he won't retire next year or these next couple of years, did the Patriots or the Browns mess up in not making the move to trade Jimmy Garoppolo and get some picks?
I have been going back and forth with that for quite some time now. At the beginning of the offseason, I was very, let's trade Jimmy Garoppolo, let's get some picks or get something for this player. Like, Brady isn't going anywhere. Brissett's another good backup to have. But now that, like, I've been thinking about it and I've been seeing how this, just deep thinking by Tyler, it is very, very smart to have Garoppolo on this roster still. Even if the Patriots don't get anything for him and he just walks away, and I think we get like a third round pick if he walks, something like that. Even if that's all the Patriots get, it is still a much, much better route than just having Brady go down week one with like a torn ACL or something. Knock on wood right now. But if that happens, you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who is arguably the best backup quarterback in the league right now, and that's really tough to say since he's only played a couple of games here and there and got injured very quickly. But it's a very smart move for the Patriots to keep Garoppolo because their offense really won't miss a beat if Garoppolo has to step in for Brady. We know what Garoppolo can do. We're confident with what he can do. And with all the weapons that he has, it's still going to be a very easy job, even for inexperienced backup quarterback that is Jimmy Garoppolo.
My question is, and I know it's very early, very, very early, but I think we can all agree that the way this Patriots team is shaping up to be, just how they're looking, they're obviously, I would say, better, looking better than the championship team from last season. Is it just an automatic lock to say, well, they got a better team than last year, things are looking great? Is a trip to Super Bowl 52, would you say, already in the cards for this team, the way they're constructed and how the Patriots have made moves out the offseason, the additions that they have, and knowing that Brady will be back and whatnot, hopefully Gronkowski is healthy all season long. Is this team just looking like a lock for another Super Bowl trip this early?
I am definitely on they are a lock for another AFC championship game. I really do believe that they are easily going to be one of the top teams in the AFC, whether they get a bye, whatever it is. I think they will be in the AFC championship game. My only concerns are with the Raiders. I think that the Raiders are what is going to keep the Patriots from getting to the Super Bowl last year. I think they got a little lucky. The fact that Carr, who was having an amazing season, may have even been MVP if he didn't go down with an injury. I think the Patriots got lucky. Not that they couldn't have beaten the Raiders, but I think the Raiders would have matched up very well against the Patriots. And the fact that they dropped is just very unfortunate for them. But now they're coming back with, oh, remember us, we were going to win this whole thing until everything blew up in our face on Christmas Day. And that is my biggest, I think that's the biggest competition for the Patriots. It's definitely the Raiders. They now have Marshawn Lynch. They now have is that true?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's not true. That was just a rumor. But I think that the Raiders are definitely a team that is just getting better. They are a young team. They are an aggressive team, and they're a moving team now, I guess. They're moving to Las Vegas. But I think that they are what's going to keep the Patriots from getting Super Bowl 52. But I could very much see the Patriots back in there. A lock for the AFC Championship game, 50-50 for Super Bowl.
I couldn't agree more with your Raiders prediction, so I hear what you're saying, absolutely.
All right, Tyler, one last question for us. You know, one thing I'm excited about is training camp and seeing these offensive battles, whether it be the wide receiver battles or the running back battles. You know, there's going to be a lot of players fighting for position. And, you know, there's going to be obviously some locks like Julian Edelman. You know, Deion Lewis is going to have his spot. But who do you think in the offense, specifically wide receiver and running back, that are going to be like the odd man out in rotation?
I feel like with all the additions, especially with Cooks and with all these new, it's going to be Chris Long and Danny Amendola, both who obviously have made huge impacts on last year's Super Bowl team. Amendola has been a solid receiver when he's been able to stay healthy, to be able to make big plays in playoffs games. You may not hear from him for like 4 weeks, even though he's on the field, but then all of a sudden he'll catch 4 touchdowns and like get 200 yards and then again just drops off the face of the earth. That's his type of game. Chris Hogan was big in the playoffs this year. I think they are going to be the two that are going to be fighting with each other for playing time, because this is a very, very, very deep offense. And we all know how good all these players are. And when you're saying names like, oh, well, Danny Amendola and Chris Long are going to have to face off against each other to see who's going to play, who's going to be like Brady's fourth or fifth option, that's a pretty good argument to be having.
All right, Todd. Thank you very much, man. Great hearing from you again.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's Tyler Chadot, CLNS media video correspondent. Follow him on Twitter at CLNS_Tyler. Head on over to the CLNS media YouTube channel to check out all of Tyler's great work for CLNS. Subscribe at youtube.com/CLNS media. That's youtube.com/CLNS media. Want to give a quick shout out to today's sponsors, Blue Apron and ZipRecruiter. Blue Apron gave you great food for less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron delivers new seasonal recipes each week, along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals at a great price. Check out this week and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/pay. And with ZipRecruiter, you can jumpstart your hiring in 2017. Post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/sportsfan. We'd love everyone if they had interest in these promo codes, as it is a way to help support us at CLNS Media Network. Mike, I want to go back talking about Harvey Longy, the free agent at the Patriots, and the highest paid undrafted free agent, which is very ironic with New England Patriots because they don't make anybody the highest paid anything over here. But
true.
Something that, you know, really stuck out that Tyler said is we're very, very thin in the linebacker position. I mean, there's Dante Hightower, and then from there, you got Kyle Van Noy, Shea McClendon, Landon Roberts, Jonathan Freeney. These are guys that, you know, that are locks in the NFL. You know, they're rotational guys. You can see them playing here and there. But there's no one there that, you know, you see their name like, okay, that's good. That's a solid staller. Excuse me. Solid starter for a linebacker. So that gives me more, you know, reason to believe that this, you know, this Harvey Landry guy can really make this roster and make an impact as a linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when the last time you had a show and you were talking about potential guys you want to see the Patriots target. I remember specifically bringing up Harvey Landry as a guy who I felt, you know, the Patriots should definitely take a look at. Obviously, he wasn't selected in the draft, but he was still able to be available. And now, you know, they signed him as an undrafted free agent. So I'm hoping, you know, just from what I've read about him, a couple of things I've seen from him, I'm hoping that he definitely will make the team for sure. I mean, he should, like we said, he got, you know, highest paid, and Patriots don't usually do that for anybody. So the Patriots must feel that there's something special with this kid. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that he'll become a huge part of the defense, you know, work his way up next to those guys who they already have, and possibly play a huge role for this team down the line. You know, one thing you know about football, injuries will happen, and it might be a situation where he and along with their other draft pick, you know, Derek Rivers, they might get thrusted into, you know, huge spots late in the season, you know, depending on what happens with injuries and whatnot. So I'm hoping that, you know, you always like to see the Patriots as great as a team that they have, you know, they're building for the future. You want to have the next, you know, couple of young guys step up and make a name for themselves. And I'm hoping that Harvey Landry is one of those guys who does that for sure.
And then we were speaking on, you know, free agency. Tyler, and you brought up Darrell Revis. I would love to see Revis come back to this team, especially, like you mentioned, moving him up to safety. You know, Revis last year, he was pretty much the butt of all jokes. You know, we've seen him get burned a couple of times. We even had our guy Malcolm Mitchell catch 2 touchdowns on him. He seemed unmotivated, but I feel like come back into this Patriots organization. He has a lot to prove. Show guys that, yo, I still got a little something in tank. Be asking a lot from him with, you know, having a pretty solid secondary with McCourty back there, Chung. You got the cornerbacks with Butler, Gilmore. So you wouldn't ask much from him. He'll be a solid safety or cornerback with whatever he comes in here as. And he'll have a lot to prove to show the world that, you know, he's one of the best to ever do it. And then you got another guy in Jason McCourty. And when I heard that he got released, you know, his name got linked with the Patriots right away, obviously with the connection of his brother. And why not? You know, he's been in a bad organization, the Tennessee Titans, who haven't really won anything. They're on the come up now, but he's seen his brother win two championship rings now.
Yep.
He's just been there, been in the playoffs. So, you know, he's itching to get that playoff vibe, itching to get a ring himself. And if you can't beat him, join him.
Absolutely. And the thing with Revis, again, like you're saying, this time around, if the Patriots were to take a chance on him, they're really not depending on this guy to be, you know, a key contributor. Obviously, if they keep him back cornerback, you know, third or fourth proper string, they'll more look to him as a veteran, you know, veteran presence, veteran leadership. You know, if he goes to safety, they're not going to be depending on guy to be a huge part of the team. And in all honesty, if they were to maybe sign him, bring him in through training camp or whatnot, and they didn't like what they saw from Darrell Revis, you know how the Patriots get down. They're quick to cut somebody and get and pack their bags and send them on their way real fast. You know, we've seen that happen over the years when the Patriots bring in guys who you thought was going to stick around. Oh, this is a big name sign and whatnot. One guy who I can think of for sure who didn't last long at all, that was a big name at the time, was Albert Haynesworth. I remember he came in, you know, Patriots didn't like what they saw from him. Patriots didn't like what they saw from him too much, and they sent him on his way. So, you know, Patriots are good for that. So one thing with Revis, you know, like you said, he has a lot to prove. You know, he's one of the most, you know, one of the most decorated cornerbacks in the league for quite some time. And the way, you know, his 2016 season went and then everything that happened during the offseason, I don't think he would want his career to end like that, knowing how great he was during a long stretch of time. So, you know, come to the Patriots, a successful organization. You already been on the team, so you know what it's about. You know what Patriots Nation is all about, and the Patriot way. You know, just play a good role as a veteran and leader, and, you know, fall in line with the success that usually comes to this Patriots team, and just have your career end on the right note. And obviously, yes, Jason McCourty, I would love to see him matched up and playing on the same team, his brother, and let him get a taste of success himself for sure.
And my last point is the running back that we got from the Buffalo Bills, Mike Gillisley. I'm going to struggle with that name for a little bit. But getting him from the Buffalo Bills, I think that really solidifies our running back position. LeGarrette Blount, you know, it pretty much looks like a sorry for him. We're not going to be re-signing him, it looks like. He's seen a couple of teams, but he hasn't signed with anyone as of yet. But speaking of Gillisley, this guy's a big running back. You know, he's hard-pounding, runs inside the tackles. He's not a guy who's going to run outside. He's a good pass protector as well. And I think he's going to become one of a Patriots' favorite just because of how tough he is, how hard he works. Like you said, he averaged 5.7 yards in the past two seasons, which is great compared to LeGarrette Blount's 3 yards per carry that would kill me every first down that we would run that. So having him there, adding a Deion Lewis, who can also be your first down running back, having James White, you got Burkhead that you just signed. This team is scary. This offense is really scary, and we haven't even talked about or any of those guys. So I just can't wait, bro. I really can't wait.
Yeah, like you said, you know, this team's looking pretty solid. I think, you know, we can all agree, like I said earlier with Tyler, this team is probably, you know, better than the championship team, the way it's being constructed so far, and the moves that Belichick is making through free agency and trades and the draft and whatnot. This team's looking scary, as they usually do, you know, the last how many years. It's just like the Patriots is, for the most part, come back much better and built for more success. And this is, that's looks like how 2017 is shaping up to be. You know, you don't want to call out things a little too early and jinx anything or anything like that. But just on paper, and just how it looks from, you know, the team that we had last season, a lot of people are returning to the team. Scary is one way to put it for sure. I think the rest of the league should be on notice, as they have been over the last several years, that this Patriots team will be a force to be reckoned with next season.
Any final thoughts, Alondra?
Pretty much what Mike just said took the words out of my mouth. The league's going to take a notice, obviously. I mean, this team is stacked to begin with. We're not even talking about the 4 draft picks and the 19 undrafted free agents, some of whom will make the team. Like, I'm assuming that Harvey Longy will make the team because they paid him $115,000. You know, guys like that, guys that they went after right after the draft, I think some of those guys will have a real shot to make the team. I think a couple of the draft picks we mentioned, Derek Rivers, will probably make the team. Anthony Garcia will make the team, right? So these guys will make a team and probably won't even see the field because the team is so stacked at every position. Really, if you look at it, and I know you guys have been talking about Revis and stuff like that, even without those guys, I mean, the team is still – the only position we're probably still pretty thin at is linebacker, as we mentioned, and corner. With the loss of Logan Ryan, now you're looking at probably Justin Coleman, Eric Rowe is that third corner. We just still have no idea about Cyrus Jones. We didn't even mention him today. We have no idea about him. So, really, I mean, the team is pretty much set at all positions as of right now, and it's May. And there's still, I mean, there's like 90 guys on the roster right now. You know, they're going to be cutting it almost in half. So it's just all in all, as I said before, it's just unbelievably impressive how the Patriots build up their team. And as Tyler said, you know, they're basically a lock for the AFC Championship game and a 50-50 shot. I think they have a little bit better than a 50-50 shot to get to the Super Bowl again, right? So it's just unbelievable. I mean, this team is a machine. They're just rolling, clicking on all cylinders right now, playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. Whatever metaphor you want to use, that's what they're doing right now.
And absolutely. The scary thing is they're not done. They are not done making moves. They still got plenty of money in the bank to bring in any of those guys that we've mentioned. And they're really out to make a statement. Robert Kraft brought up the Flate Gate, you know, once again, saying how the league was jealous, they're hating on us, and they're just coming out with vengeance, man.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a rough year for the rest of the NFL. Like I said before, I'm not trying to, you know, call any things too early or jinx anything, but the Patriots, that run the Patriots went on it, you know, once Brady came back to the team last year and now they just went on a crazy run. It's gonna be bad next year for the NFL. You know, no disrespect to any other teams. You know, there's a lot of sucky teams in the NFL who, like we say, don't even sniff the postseason. And that's probably going to happen again, thanks to the New England Patriots. But it remains to be seen. I think I can speak for all of us when we say we're excited to see this team kick things off come September.
This post-game show will be available for on-demand download by searching for the CLNS Media New England Patriots post-game show on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media mobile podcast app. When you download our feed, you'll also get the Patriots Newsfeed podcast, our daily news podcast hosted by our content manager, Michael Longi. While you're at it, make sure you check out the Patriots Beat podcast hosted by Harris, which is also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media mobile podcast app. You can also check out Tyler Trudeau's video work at CLNS at youtube.com/CLNSmedia. And be sure to check out Charles Lessick and Billy White's written work on the Patriots at CLNSradio.com. Today's show is brought to you by Blue Apron. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping when you go to blueapron.com/Patriots. And by ZipRecruiter. You can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/sportsfan. Want to thank everyone's listeners and everyone who tuned in for CLNS executive producer Larry H. Russell, Patriots content manager Michael Longi, my co-host Mike Nice. I'm Marvin Zahn. See everyone on June 11th for our next off-season show when we start to look at OTAs and training camp.
And again, this has been the Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all New England professional sports. We will see you guys in June.